Let's walk the talk.
702.
Well, this morning in our health segment with Liesl van der Westhuizen, we'll be exploring the transformative healthcare trends of 2024, featuring generative AI in healthcare and the patient center care and virtual consultations, climate change preparedness, and the rise of robotic assisted surgeries. Now, you can join us and our health and wellness correspondent, Liesl van der Westhuizen, as she shares those insights with Teshlin Akalu from Netcare Plus and helping us understand how healthcare is evolving. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Zane. Did you have a good weekend?
I always have a good weekend. It's one something that you look forward to because you can sleep late.
And then when the Monday alarm clock goes off, you go, oh, I could do with one more day. Well, I must say the world of healthcare is absolutely changing. There's some interesting things coming out. Things we're going to see later on in the year is a digital twin of the human brain. Scientists are aiming to crack this mind-bending puzzle by 2024. To be able to make a digital twin of the human brain. They're also working on digital organs, modeling how your organs can change after treatment by using this digital twin of your organ, and then they can see what works and what affects our health. But there's going to be some big other changes in the healthcare space, and who better to get advice from and share details than someone that's right there in the know, the MD of Netcare Plus, Teshlin Akalu, just to tell us a little bit more about the changing trends and some of the healthcare trends we'll see in 2024?
There are a few things that we are seeing from a healthcare perspective. Number one, we've seen that the legislative environment in which people provide products so that people can access private healthcare is ever changing. It actually has become the most complex that we've ever seen it. Previous to this, a medical scheme was the only way that you could access private healthcare. And given that the changes in both the Financial Services Conduct Authority's legislation as well as the CMS have occurred, we've seen that more players are introducing insurance-like products that either complement your medical scheme or can be bought if you cannot afford a medical scheme of sorts. And this has created lots of opportunity, but at the same time, the complexities is giving people hassles in terms of what do I buy and how do I get the best access to healthcare, private healthcare, for the money that I can afford. So one theme that's been popping out, especially amongst medical scheme members, is out-of-pocket expenditure that has been increasing quite rapidly over the last few years. And to date for 2022, we've seen that that number is just over $38 billion, as quoted by the CMS. And the reason for this is quite often you have either a specialist that charges above a medical aid rate, in which case you have to pay for that, or you have over-the-counter medication in terms of pharmaceutical spend, or you just have a scan or some diagnostic tests that need to be done, and then your medical aid does not cover the full amount. A product that has been gathering favor over the last few years is gap cover. That market has grown quite considerably, and there are a plethora of gap cover options available in the market currently. It has become an essential inside your medical scheme so that you can get as unencumbered access as possible to private healthcare. Netcare Plus has recently also launched a gap cover product, and our gap cover product aimed to give more people access to private healthcare without having to worry about the out-of-pocket expenditure. But in order for you to solve this, you needed to look at the healthcare journey in its entirety. Your healthcare journey does not start when you get admitted to hospital. It starts way before then. You may see a specialist before you go into hospital just to diagnose your specific condition. You may have an accident on the road and you need to call an ambulance, and the treatment on that road is life-threatening or life-saving, can I say, many times. And or you could have a condition that you have to manage chronically. And that entire journey is actually quite important. And if in order for a gap cover product to completely complement your medical scheme, it needs to take that entire journey into consideration. We've seen that more and more people are looking at how they utilize this as efficiently as possible so that they can get access to the private healthcare that they need. Second to this is we've seen day-to-day benefit limits actually increasing. And recently, some of the schemes have actually even cut the percentage of savings that's allocated to their scheme membership. And we've seen that people are looking for alternatives to solve for the day-to-day healthcare needs. given that majority of the time it's out of pocket. The rise of retailers entering into the healthcare space is actually a great thing. It's great that people are looking at alternative ways to provide day-to-day healthcare. But we do acknowledge that more can be done, and more from an affordability perspective can be done. We've recently launched our vouchers, which we call day-to-day vouchers, that aims to give people certainty when it comes to healthcare. You pay your upfront fee and you have no if-then-but-else statements thereafter. And it also aims to give you access to a wide variety of healthcare professionals. And we deem this to be our network.
And that's Teshlin Akalu, MD of Netcare Plus, just talking about some of the changes that they're seeing in terms of the healthcare space for 2024. We're going to see things like virtual healthcare assistants from advice givers, appointment bookers, record keepers, questions being answered. So we're going to see a lot more digital and a lot more AI coming out of that. And of course, more affordable healthcare, or more ways to be able to take care of your healthcare that you can afford.
I've never been for a virtual doctor's visit, or, you know, done a doctor's visit virtually with somebody. But I think this is a new trend, and it's a trend that's spun off during COVID and after COVID, when doctors said, you know, call me and let's have a WhatsApp call. I can see what you look like, and I can see you can't breathe and stuff like that. And then I can prescribe whatever you need. Is this a trend that is still continuing after COVID and taking off even more?
And I am still seeing it as a trend.
The key thing for me is that, is it priced the same as an in?
That's a very good question. You know, so I think we need to get a medical expert. So anyone on the WhatsApp line this morning as a doctor, because it is a consult. A consult is a consult. So whether I'm meeting you virtually or I'm meeting you live or in real life, it's the same price, because I'm still taking 15 minutes of your time, half an hour of your time. It's the same as if you're being coached virtually by a personal trainer or in real life. It's the same thing.
But I'm not at your office where you're paying rent.
But you're still, you're not paying for my rent, you're paying for my years and years of expertise, where people don't realize that doctors and medical professionals have worked so hard and so long. And you're still a patient, so you're still a patient of the practice. So whether you're consulting locally or consulting internationally, that's the price that you're going to pay. But any medical experts on the WhatsApp line this morning, feel free to call us or WhatsApp us on 072-702-1702 or 072-567-1567. Just debating the costs of virtual and in real life care. But we're going to see costs, things like gap cover, becoming really important. People are going to be more wise about their choices of doctors, because you can call up front, and I know you do that. You always call up front to check what the rates are. I had friends over the weekend, they wanted to go to a women's health clinic and they phoned to find rates. So people are going to be more wise and more careful about going to different doctors and choosing different doctors according to their budgets.
It is essential to ask and to say, especially for instance, you know, if you have a pre-planned op or a sort of pre-planned procedure that you're going to be doing, and unfortunately, you know, the anaesthetist doesn't consult with you before the operation. He comes in the morning, he or she stands there and says to you, oh, hello, Mr. Johnson, you know, we're going to do this operation. I mean, are you okay? Are you fine? Ask you a couple of questions. And I always turn around and say, excuse me, doctor, I got a question for you. How much are going to owe you after this operation? What is my medical aid cover and what do you charge?
But I think by the time you're already in that hospital bed and he comes in to see you, it is a little bit too late. But you have access to that info, and it's your right as a patient to ask for that info. So before the time, even before you go into the surgery, ask whoever's booking you in or the pre-book check-in what the rates are and is it covered by my medical.
I had a fantastic doctor. She said to me, anaesthetist actually, and she said to me, Mr. Johnson, there might be R1,500 shortfall, but it's okay. Call me within a week after this operation and we'll chat, and I'll just tell my accountant to take it off your account, which was nice.
Well, you see, that's the thing. You were being open and you were asking that conversation, and most of us are so scared to ask what the amount's going to be. We just keep quiet, and it's our right to know that. So don't feel scared to ask about that. Don't feel scared to ask what you owe. And if there's any more questions around this, please feel free to reach out to me via the WhatsApp line.
That's Liesl van der Westhuizen with us this morning, chatting about the transformative healthcare trends in South Africa, featuring the generative AI in healthcare and patient-centered care, as well as virtual consultations, climate change preparedness, which we will get to. And of course, robots in the OR, it's been sort of an accepted fact these days. that you do have these assisted operations with robots in the operating room or the operating theatre, and of course the twins as digital twins come to light. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line on 072-702-1702. You can also chat to us on 0021-446-0567, or you can chat to us on 0725-671-567.